When you need protection from your enemies, who do you turn to? When you need healing, who do you trust? I have been reading the book of 2 Chronicles, which showed me the consequences of not trusting God for these things. This is a lesson I am learning as I grow in my faith. I like the books of Kings and Chronicles because it shows real examples of how God rewards man for his actions and for his choices. There are examples that show if a man will do what's right, he will be rewarded by God. If a man trusts in something else, then he is on his own. He is on his own without God's help. One of the kings of Judah was named Asa. He was one of the good kings.
And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God.
Asa was a good king, but at the end of his life, it appears his faith faltered as he turned to man for help. Today, many people who are believers in the Lord and appear to be good also falter in their faith, turning to someone other than the Lord God for help in their time of need. When Judah was the kingdom that controlled the city of Jerusalem, when they were attacked by an army of 1 million Ethiopians, Asa cried to the Lord.
And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said,
Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not men prevail against thee.
The Lord heard his prayer and smote the Ethiopians, and Asa got much spoil for his kingdom.
So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled.
The Bible doesn't describe how this battle was fought. Something miraculous happened. No details are given. It just says the Lord smote them. But it wasn't Asa and his men that were doing the fighting. It was the Lord that was fighting for them.
And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him,
Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you, while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you.
And there was no more war unto the 35th year of the reign of Asa.
There was a real benefit for trusting the Lord. Asa and his people made a covenant with the Lord.
And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul, that whosoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman.
The covenant said that anyone who would not seek the Lord should be put to death, whether the person be great or small. And Asa was great, he was the king, and he did not seek the Lord on at least two occasions. Asa seemingly forgot to turn to the Lord, and instead turned to the king of Syria for help. And Asa paid the king of Syria to help him fight against Israel. He did not seek the Lord. A seer of God came to Asa, who gave a message from the Lord.
And at that time Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Judah and said unto him,
Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host, with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars.
Asa was angry with this message. Instead of humbling himself and repenting and turning to the Lord, he put God's seer in prison. When Asa was sick, he looked to physicians. He sought physicians for help, just like many believers today do. But the physicians could not cure him.
And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. And Asa slept with his fathers, and died in the 41th year of his reign.
So the covenant was fulfilled. Those that do not seek the Lord shall die, whether great or small. It doesn't mean that Asa was an evil king. The Bible says the opposite, that he was a good king. When Asa called on the Lord to save them from the Ethiopians, they had a great victory, and they had rest from war. But when Asa forgot the covenant with God and sought military assistance from Syria instead of protection from the Lord, wars resumed. Then Asa became diseased and did not seek the Lord for healing, but turned to physicians. But they could not cure him, and he died. When we put our trust in a military to protect us, we could have wars that never end. When we put our trust in physicians to heal us, we could have disease that does not end until death comes to take the physical body. The lesson I am learning and want to share with you, so you may experience God's help: trust in the Lord to fight your battles. Let the Lord your God be the one who heals you. The Lord God, our Creator, is well able to protect us from all harm and to heal us from all disease.
The Lord is with you, while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you.